Greetings, Zogling Wigger and Mamzer Aspiles across the fruited Nut Zog Plain, here in the open coast-to-coast nut house we call Zog Babylon. Tonight's show is The Dying Zog. Yes, Pastor Morton Listed and the Area Nation of Missouri present this current event show, talking about how Zog has fallen, and can't get up. What happens is that it's a mighty evil empire, but it's also a mighty, mighty stupid evil empire. It's not doing too good. And yes, it is quite apparent that Zog is falling, can't get up here. Tonight, have a debate with Fat Kike. He has whatever conspiracy theories he believes. He believes a number of them. He believes in flat earth. He doesn't believe in nuclear weapons. He doesn't believe that Zoglings went to the moon, which is fine by me. But sometimes arguing the nature of reality can get tedious. What I'm pointing out is that that Putin is okay. Pretty well, he had a war forced upon him, and he decided to go ahead and fight it and free the Russian people who were caught on the wrong side of the Zog lines here in the Ukraine. So what he's going to do is he's going to use the second and third line, troops and, cannons, whatever, and he's going to, give the Ukrainians a good chance to quit. If they don't, he'll level their cities. At the very end, more than likely, the Ukraine will no longer have a Black Sea coastline or any ports at all. It'd be like Bolivia that lost a bunch of wars. It'll be landlocked. It won't have any seaports or nothing like that. It'll just have a bunch of decaying pipelines here, which will not have any oil going through except to the Russian portions. And I think Vladimir Putin has things well in hand. Although Zog Babylon thinks it's winning. By the way, I want to go ahead and also talk about how you have Dickie Splinter, and of all things, Dickie Splinter, essentially a 1/8 Michelin Jew boy, is talking about how Spick Fuentes, who has an audience of, new tards, Spick Fuentes, and he's just so jealous here of Spick Fuentes, so he calls Spick Fuentes because he's siding with against Zog, like anybody who pretends to be in the movement should be. So we'll go ahead and talk about Dickie Splinter. Fat Kike said he was going to talk for 5 minutes. He talked for a while, and then he let me talk for a little while, and he bitched about how I talk more than I should. And anyway, this was a sort of debate here between me and Fat Kike. So anyway, enjoy this show of the March 5th, 2022 evening of The Dying Zog. Sounds ominous, don't it? Yes, it sounds ominous. What happens is that most of your neighbors, being Wiggers or Mamzers, being Zoglings, they're not able to think for themselves. So if you want to know anything of what to do, make sure that you don't do things the Zogling way, the herd way. Hail victory.
They had passwords that only the initiated understood, and signals which meant everything or nothing. A night bird was a messenger, a day bird a courier. They knew the names or the numbers of the pursuing regiments from the shoes of their horses, and told the nationality of troops by the manner in which twigs were broken along the line of march. They could see in the night like other beasts of prey, and hunted most when it was darkest. No matter for a road, so only there was a trail, and no matter for a trail, so only there was a direction. When there was no wind, and when the clouds hid the sun or the stars, they traveled by the moss on the trees. In the daytime, they looked for this moss with their eyes, and in the nighttime, with their hands. Living much in fastnesses, they were rarely surprised, while solitude developed and made more acute every instinct of self-preservation. By degrees, a caste began to be established, free to come and go, bound by no enlistment and dependent upon no bounty, hunted by one nation and apologized for by the other, merciful rarely and merciless often, loving liberty in a blind, idolatrous fashion, half reality, half superstition, holding no crime so bad as that of cowardice, courteous to women amid all the wild license of pillage and slaughter, steadfast as faith to comradeship or friend, too serious for boastfulness, and too near the unknown to deceive themselves with vanity. Starved today and feasted tomorrow, victorious in this combat or decimated in that, receiving no quarter and giving none. Astonishing pursuers by the swiftness of a retreat, or shocking humanity by the completeness of a massacre. A sable fringe on the blood-red garments of civil war, or a perpetual cutthroat in ambush in the midst of contending Christians. Is it any wonder that in time the guerrilla organization came to have captains and leaders and discipline and a language and fastnesses and hiding places and a terrible banner unknown to the winds?
This is the Mustard Seed. This is the Mustard Seed Show with me and Pastor Lindstedt. We're going to have a little debate about the bullshit going on in Ukraine and Zog trying to bury their COVID debacle. It is 12:29 a.m. on March 6, 2022. And I don't know. I guess we could just call this the debate or something. But they completely fucked up. They totally fucked up this program that we use. I almost don't even want to say the name of the program in case this recording gets out somewhere. But you guys all know what I'm talking about. It's ruined. Yeah. Okay, sorry about this. All right, so I don't know if Martin's ever going to get in here or pop a cat, but Martin wanted to do a little show. I knew this was kind of a mistake. This video of this interview with Handsome Truth is just incredible. I was also watching this stuff with... about Belarus today. Man, that is a badass country. They still have statues of the commies, like Dzerzhinsky. They still have a statue of Dzerzhinsky and Lenin too, and all the old commies. They're not afraid of their past. Like the Russians are. But the Russians, I think the Russians are doing that. Not because they're really afraid of the past, but because I think they're getting bribed. They need money. Russia needs money really bad, and they're easy to bribe. So the Jews are probably bribing them. Hey, man, we'll give you a couple $100 billion if you take down all those commie statues. Fucking crazy fucking world. Yeah, this is why I didn't want to do a show. I'm too tired. That's permanently fucked. Yeah, so I'm waiting for these guys. These guys can't get in. Here's the chat. Here's the participants. Yeah, Mark can't even get in, man. You're not... No. No, I don't see you. Oh, here you are. Okay, there you are. All right, well, I already started the show. So Martin wants to let me on, or Martin wants me to let him on. I'm about 4 minutes deep into this show, and I just want to say that the war is fake. I have to give Charlie a lot of credit. He was saying there's something wrong with this war. I don't see the 40-mile convoy or any of that shit. And he was right. And then this tard in my other chat, was saying, oh, yeah, they're fucking, the Russians are all over. And I said, well, what fucking map are you looking at? Oh, I'll show you. It's in this live stream. So he posts the live stream. And I look at the map, and fucking, there's nothing. It's one of the guys who comes to the show. When's the show? And I kind of feel bad about it, because I had to bitch slap him down and say, hey, moron, you don't even know how to read a map. The map in the live stream you're talking about, the Russians are nowhere. They're surrounding Kiev. They have a part of Donbass and that other fucking place. They're on the, it looks like they're on the perimeters of the Ukraine, And they're it's like they're choke points. They're going after choke points. It's a very small operation. Listen, this fucking Biden and Vlad, first of all, Vlad's no hero. I mean, he's kind of a hero in that he's not Zog, and he's not going to sacrifice his sovereignty to Zog. So that's good, because that means Zog is not taking over the world, and because if they take over the world, they're going to kill all the white guys off. So that's good, but at the same token, he's not coming from a position. They built him up as this big, powerful guy. He's got a powerful military, and so does Iran. But these people do not have the economic situation to be fighting wars like Zog does. So they have to play ball. I never really thought about it. And what happened was that this trucker convoy really fucked Zog over, man. They freaked out. And the minute that they started talking about the trucker convoy going to D.C., oh my God, did COVID end it? They dropped it like a hot potato. And not only that, I think what they did is they made Vlad and Biden made a deal, the back channels. You invade, you can take over these areas, you can have them. Of course, they're fucking belong to Russia anyways. We'll jack up the price of oil, make you a few trillion dollars, or I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars. I don't know how much money he's making. We'll make you a lot of money, because that's what fucking Russia needs. You take over, but you got to let us say this is like a big war. And so now they're hyping it as like a big war to get Uyghur's minds off this D.C. convoy, which kind of petered out, I think. You know, they're there around. They should be in Hagerstown today, Maryland, and you don't hear anything about it. And Uyghur anger, you know, most Uyghurs are sheep. A lot of Uyghurs like me are going to stay angry, and probably Martin. And a few of you guys, but a lot of Uyghurs are going to fight. And Charlie's right. The fucking masses and the normies, they always fall for this shit. And then you got Dickie the Faggot Spencer saying that you're a traitor if you don't support Zog and the Jews. I always knew he was a Zogbot. He's a fucking Zogbot. No fucking way will I ever take Zog's side against Russia. Zog can go fucking fight its own fucking wars against Russia. Go fuck yourself, Dickie, and fuck Jews, too. All right, that's my little five-minute intro, and now we're going to give Martin 5 minutes. All right, you're on, Martin.
Okay, well, I went ahead and put, you didn't want to do a show, but you were talking at me in the Chitango quite a bit. I said, you might as well just go ahead and do a show. You know what I mean? So,
tired.
It's, what? It's 12:37 a.m., the morning of the 6th. What happens is I pretty well recovered mostly a day from, I had to go ahead and file a number of Brian Reel things here. Pretty well what Brian Reel's done is, you know, him, his lawyer, and the judge have gone ahead and essentially extorted my sister out of $60,000, more or less. So he's going ahead and gloating, and, I see what you're saying. I really do see what you're saying. You're saying is that Senile Joe needs to go ahead and get Uyghur's minds off of the fact that essentially the Frank and Fauci flu has killed supposedly a million Zoglings. Now, like I was trying to tell Cunt Hair Walrus, you know, it's really going ahead and killing the nigger Zoglings. You know, there is no such thing as Americans
anymore. Well, Martin, I don't think they care about the deaths. I think they care about the anger. The anger. It's about the
They
anger.
Do care. Okay, they do care about the deaths if it's some of their own here who are getting it. I've seen when it first came out, it was affecting Jews two or three times as much as affecting urban Uyghurs.
Well, you don't know what
but
you
I tried
mean.
To, you know, all right. But I tried to tell Cunt Hair Walrus, you know, why are you becoming a branch COVIDian? I mean, shoot. You know, supposedly if you're a white guy living in rural Alabama, it's going ahead and killing a bunch of, you know, it's really going ahead and going into the niggers across the line at Columbus, Georgia. Who gives a shit? The more niggers die of the coop, the left niggers are going to go ahead and be chasing you and your wife and your baby, you know, children here. You know what I mean? The more dead niggers, the better here. You know what I mean? But, you know, Cut Hair Wallace, he's a Southerner, which means that he really loves niggers here. I mean, me, I haven't got it at, I don't know if I've got it ever at all, or, you know, because I get a cold, you know, I have immunity. But I was sort of thinking is that any smart governor would have said, hey, we'll just go ahead and find people who have common cold coronavirus and inoculate them there. But what you're saying does make some sense in that, you know, Senile Joe and his incompetence, and it wasn't competent, you know, I mean, Zog was actually a little bit, you know, it really was an energy exporter, but it was doing okay with the fracking and all the other stuff here, which would go ahead and be cut. But now, you know, very first thing he did is he cut the pipeline which leads from Canada into the Zogland for the tar sands here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He went ahead and, you know, said he's not going to drill. Well, okay, so, you know, then Saudi Arabia said, well, we're not going to go ahead and pump more. We like these high prices. I mean, we'd rather sell sell oil, you know, at $100 a barrel than sell a whole bunch for you at $30 a barrel. By the way, you know, the Saudis are bombing the shit out of Yemen. They're going ahead and there's about three other little, you know, wars going on, but they're making a big deal about Russia. And what they could have done is that, what is it, 2 months? Bad Vlad was saying, hey, you know, no, you know, Ukraine don't get to go ahead and become part of NATO. So I see what you're saying, but, you know, like I pointed out, you know, being in the military and being in a cannon unit, what happens is that they're not using their frontline younger troops here. You know, the ones who are in the regular army. They're using fat old reservists here who have nothing else better to do than be called up here. And yeah, their ruble has gone from under, you know, 3 cents, you know, to what? Only worth a penny and a quarter here. Oh my God here. Well, like I point out, you see these Ukrainians only make a third of what the Russians do. And they got cell phones. You know, why would Russia be hurting? I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, they were bitching that the dothead Indians wouldn't side with Zog against Russia. And I point out, well, why should they side with, you know, against Russia? Russia sells them all this military equipment, which doesn't cost as much, is actually far more effective, as does Turkey. And besides, the Russians have always sort of supported the dotheads, and the dotheads have usually supported the Russians, because Zog supports the Paki, you know, the Paki. All and right, the Mark. Indians and Pakis don't get along.
Yeah, it's my
but
turn.
Anyway, you're talking about traitors. You know, here is Dickie Spencer.
All right, you can get to that next. It's going to be my turn now.
Okay.
All right, so...
When you find yourself in danger, when you're trapped by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you.
Call out for Super Ficken.
But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it.
Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it.
He will take a super soaker, those are bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kick it. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else who can.
Call out for Super Ficken. Call out for Super Ficken.
So, yeah, Martin's going to get into Spick Fuentes and Dickie and all these fucking assholes. No, I didn't realize what the fuck was going on. Charlie No Planes kept saying to me, I don't see a war. I don't see a war here. I don't see a war. I'm saying, dude, there's something going on there. There's something going on. And then I realized there's fucking nothing going on. They are overhyping this. And I'm thinking, why? And then I started putting two and two together. Wait a second. This fucking war came out of nowhere right when these D.C. right when the trucker convoy from Canada was going to head to D.C. And now that's completely out. Man, they're scared. And yeah, they're jacking up. And I was trying to figure out why the fuck are they're against Russia, okay? But and they can control, Zod can control all prices, especially all these prices, all these fucking prices are, I'm trying to tell Martin they're artificial. He doesn't believe me. These prices don't have to be this high. There's no reason for this. They purposely inflated these prices. And they did it because they got a deal with Russia. Just like Russia doesn't expose the fucking fake moon landing. Do you know, and this is what Eric Hushman said, in the 1970s, the fucking Zog gave Russia free fucking wheat. Bushels and bushels and bushels and bushels. They fucking gave it to them. Of American wheat. We fed that. Fucking communism was just never worked. It was just always bankrupt. In fact, though, they were just a bunch of Jewish coffee house intellectuals that would fucking starve everybody out because they don't know what they're doing. So Zog actually financed that and kept the fucking commies going because it was a great scam. The Cold War was a hoax. And it was a great way to fucking steal money from dumbass Western wiggers. They hate your fucking guts. They hate our fucking guts. Well, it's kind of obvious now. But anyway, this fucking Jimmy Carter... Two, he was part of it. No, there was no heroes for me in the 20th century. They fucking gave away all this. And you know why they gave away all that free wheat? Because they made a deal with Russia. You keep your mouth shut about our fake moon landings. And notice how Russia doesn't have any fake moon landings. And they have better fucking rockets than we do. And better, a lot better shit than we do. You know, like Martin was saying, they have more effective... military shit because it's cheaper, you know, and it can do you know, a lot of damage. So, anyways, yeah, we're being taken for a ride. And you know, it's not. I'm not going to blame Putin or anything. He's the fucking economy is the size of Italy. It's the size of Texas. It's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. He doesn't have money to fucking throw around. And Martin was talking about, yeah, that the fucking Ukrainians make a third of what the Russians make, and the Russians don't make shit. So it's all big scam, and it's the inevitable. I got about a minute here left. The inevitable is going to happen. We are going to string these fucking, well, we, let me not say we, Zoglings are going to string up these wiggers one of these days. They're real. Nobody's going to forget this COVID shit. That is evil. And by the way, it has not gone away completely. You still got to wear those goddamn masks on trains and planes. And so this is, yeah, so this is just, they're trying to deflect the anger with this fake war. And people like me are catching on. And I thank Charlie because without him, man, I probably wouldn't have put this two and two together. Well, maybe I would have. All right, here's Martin. Oh shit, where are you? Ah, fuck, Martin, I can't unmute you.
Okay, I'm muted now. No, this. What I'm looking at is that Putin is pretty well moving like crazy, you know, through the Russian portions of South Ukraine, which is on the Black Sea. He's headed toward Odessa. Pretty soon, the Ukraine will be altogether landlocked. Altogether landlocked. No port, you know, no warm weather ports at all. It'll be like Bolivia. In the meantime, he's going in the east. He's having some trouble, I think, at Kharkov, which is only 25 miles away from the Russian border.
I wouldn't believe any of that shit, Martin. I wouldn't believe any of that.
You're going to give me extra time here?
I gave you extra time last time, too. Yeah, I'll give you extra time.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm looking at, and pretty well, right now, they're saying they're, you know, essentially they're working on encircling Kyiv, you know what I mean? You know, it's Kiev, but now they're called Kiev or Kiev or whatever they call it here. You know what I mean? But pretty well, generally it's really in the western Ukrainian portion of the Ukraine. And more likely what he should do is just simply, you know, turn the place into rubble. You know, go ahead and let everybody wants to run. Go ahead and make sure that when the refugees are coming out that you're going ahead and imprisoning the military-aged men here. There was an article in the either the Post or the Wall Street Journal about how these snipers who were having a fine time shooting down people, why now they're finding they are being fucked here. But for all practical purposes, he's not using his first line. There is a big old line. They are sort of camped out. But what they can do is just take their time and turn, you know, turn these cities which do not surrender into rubble. And pretty well the Russians, you know, the Russian authors like Dmitry Orlov and the rest are saying this is an incursion. This is not actually going to be an occupation like Zog generals. I don't even know why, you know, these idiots here on CNN and MSNBC or ABC, whatever, they hired these stupid fuckers who went ahead and overseen 20 years of losing in Afghanistan. You know what I mean? And pretty well what the chinks are saying, they're not really siding, they're sort of siding with Russia, just like the Iranians are. But they're saying to Taiwan here is that, you know, you shouldn't trust Zog. You know, if you're a South Vietnamese, what, 50 years ago, you trusted Zog, you got fucked. And then if you're an Iraqi or an Afghan or anything occurred, Zog fucked you. Zog went ahead and said, we got your back, and then cut and run. Well, Zog couldn't go ahead and stay here. So sooner or later, the Russians will always be there. Some of the Ukrainians will be there. And I think that what it'll do is not have an occupation, but simply go ahead and cut off except for around the Black Sea to go ahead and make sure they remain landlocked. Go ahead and cut off all, you know, pretty well just cut off, you know, access to the main portion and leave Western Ukraine as a sort of a rump state, sort of like Germany did against occupied France here. They had a northern portion, which they controlled because they wanted to get, quote, you know, essentially invade Britain. And, well, maybe they didn't want to invade Britain that much, but then they went ahead and said under Pétain, they went ahead and set what was, you know, about 60% of the country as Vichy France. You know what I mean? So generally that would be the thing to do is essentially have the Ukraine, which is the size of Texas or so, Let it remain essentially a dependent state to where Zog isn't allowed and to go ahead and raise. You know, I mean, if I was Putin, I'd go ahead and cut off. You know, they say, look, Germany, look, France, you want to play this game? Well, guess what? You know, no gas, no oil, no nothing. And pretty well, you know, the way, you know, what's really pissing people off, you know, pissing people off is that guess what? Price of gas is now $4 a gallon. And they're talking about the end of the month it's going to be higher than it was in 2008 because of speculation. Well, it's going to be higher than 2008 once it gets down up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Yeah, you're going to go ahead and hear a whole bunch of zoglings go ahead and tell Senile Joe, enough, 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 enough. Because they're not looking good. They're not looking good. And, you know, I see these stupid Republicans here. And that's why I need to go ahead and work on running for the U.S. Senate here. I pretty well see that essentially the power elites here, both Democrat, Republican, or whatever, they have no idea what the fuck they're doing. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. But when it goes ahead and gets $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 a gallon, and Zog is really hurting. Zog is really hurting. There'll be a lot of people who just pretty well, you know, let Russia keep what Russia wants. Anything Russia wants. And pretty well the Germans and the rest will be saying that because Russia will be cutting off, will be cutting off their oil and their gas. You know what I mean? If they don't, they're going to have to go ahead and go back to mining coal and actually living as if they're fucking serious about life as opposed to just being a bunch of green NATO assholes.
Okay, you're way over.
Okay.
You know what? I can't see the chat. I think Papa Cat's trying to get in. I want to refresh the screen, but I'm afraid I won't get back in. Okay, hold on. Hold on for a second.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so ah, man, this is fucking bullshit. This is, can't even control this shit anymore. This talk show is fucking done, man. They fucked the, they screwed the pooch on this. So, yeah, there's nothing even happening over there. There's, like I said, it's on the Ukraine. It's on the border. They surrounded Kiev. They're definitely taking Kiev. They're trying to take Kiev. But this is really interesting. I'm really impressed with Spik Fuentes, with what he came out with. What's this tweet that Martin posted? Nick Fuentes on Truth Social. I, for one, am glad that Putin is standing up to Washington, D.C. Fuck the State Department, fuck the Pentagon, and fuck NATO. I don't know what he is, but he's talking like the real deal. This is a real patriot. This is how a real patriot talks. You know who's not a real patriot? Richard Spencer. Listen to what he's saying. And he's got the EU flag and the Ukrainian flag between his fucking two faggot Jew names. The America First Movement, incels, post-alt-right, or whatever it should be called, has fully embraced its status as internal subversives and traitors. See, these people are... See, I always knew that guy was a fucking traitor. I always knew that guy was a total piece of shit. He's such a fucking asshole. So, no, the real people... You have to be against Zog. And if you're against Zog, it's the enemy of your enemy is your friend. And who's the enemy of Zog? It's kind of Russia. Even though Russia has to play along. They have to play along. They don't have the wealth that the West has. And the West is fucking decides the price of oil. Holy shit. They made a deal with Russia. We'll give you high oil. If you get in there, get your fucking... No, yeah, like, and Martin made a good observation that they don't got the main army. They got, like, some reservists. They got some fat reservists. Like, they don't even look like real soldiers doing this. And it's not even a war. It's more like just a police action or whatever. So, I'm, look, man, I don't like Spik Fuentes, but hey, man, if somebody's going to talk the real talk, and I think he's taking chances saying this, because this would be really unpopular to these fucking right-wing assholes to say, fuck the State Department, yes, because it's a bunch of Jews who support Israel, fuck the Pentagon, yeah, because it's a one bunch of fucking Shabazz Goy who do whatever the Jews say, and some perfume Jew princes, and fuck NATO, too, because NATO is how the Jews are putting the knife up to the neck of, or knife into the back, Martin, don't breathe it, knife into the back of, to the Jew, I mean, to European Uyghurs. So that they can rob them. So that's kind of what's going on there, and this is really exciting. But here's what's going on. We can finally see through this shit. It's so transparent. They go from one thing to the next. Before you didn't know what was going on, but now you know. And bad Vlad, he's not that powerful. When he's making deals with Zog, he's coming from a position of weakness. Now, he's got a strong army, and, you know, Zog has no chance of invading and taking over Russia. But he's got to play ball. The rest of the world. Now we know why the rest of the world does not expose, and the governments of the world don't expose Zog's lies. And it's because they are weak. They're very weak economically, and they have to play ball with. Martin, I can't. If you're going to be breathing into the fucking microphone and shit, I can't do this. I can't fucking mute you. So this is like, this is not even good. Okay. Because right. I can't mute you, and I hear you. You're like bored, and you're fucking. You have a hard time, like, with these.
Well, no, I sort of. I disagree with a lot of your points here.
I know you do, but that's why I want to do 5 minutes of me and 5 minutes of you, and I don't want to hear you.
All right, go ahead and add yourself another.
I don't know what you're fucking disagreeing with. You know, but that's why I don't want to do a fucking show. I don't want to do a show. You're like, let's do a show. I thought we agreed on something. I thought you were agreeing with me on this fucking. You like to not agree. The problem with you, you know what, Martin? You have a problem with people because you just your default position with people is to not agree with them. And this is like, I thought you were like wanting to do a show and shit all over Zog, and now you're not agreeing. You're the fucking one who posted this goddamn fucking Nicholas Spickfuentes shit. And you're looking at Dickie Spencer.
Well, do you want to talk about that, or do you want to go on to Russia, or what?
No, what are you talking about? That is Russia. They're talking about Russia. He's saying, I am one for glad that Putin is standing up to Washington, D.C. Fuck the State Department, fuck the Pentagon, and fuck NATO. And I agree with him 100%.
I agree with that, too, even if it's Dick Fuentes.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is that Dickie was remember back in 2017, we were sort of gloating because Dickie and Mike the Kike and then the Duck managed to go ahead and sign the Uber, which somehow was in the midst of that clusterfuck, went ahead and showed up and pretty well drove them out, let all the tards go ahead and walk through. Well, essentially, the trap which was set for them here, including for Country Air Walrus here. What happens is Dickie Spencer was just simply William Resbury's little beta, catamite cuckaboy here, who had 800 or 900 million here to be so-called right-wing faggoty here. Well, guess what? He's dead now, and pretty well, they were making a big deal about Dickie. He's never been an intellectual. He's never been, Grids Grinder Greggy is right. He's never been other than just simply a little so-called frat boy who think he's pure white here when he's actually one-eighth Jew boy. You know what I mean? So he's just their Jew faggot. And I had the same thing occur with Tom Robb's lawyer Sprague here when I went ahead and printed up on a CI dentist Facebook page about how come you are with the Foundation for the Marketplace of Ideas with Brian Rio. Oh, you shouldn't put that on there. Well, guess what? Pretty well our movement's been all together traitors here. So Dickie did get a reaction. If you go ahead and, look at more of the tweets here, pretty well everybody's a little Spick Fuentes, even if they don't like Spick Fuentes, like I don't here. Spick Fuentes is absolutely right here. But, pretty well going on, it's just simply showing all the Zogbots and all the traitors here. But I disagree with you on how Russia is going to have to go ahead and play with the economics, because Zog is pretty well working to where they're not going to have reserve currency anymore. They're going to go ahead and essentially hyperinflate away the Zogbuck. You're going to have lower standards of living, and the price of gas gets $5 and $10. No, I think you may end up seeing some states peel away. What I go ahead is, the same assholes who go ahead and honor dishonest Abe Lincoln here for bringing back the separatist, states here. Well, guess what? Putin is doing the same thing that dishonest Abe did. He said no NATO. And he's pretty well backed into a corner. And militarily, he is quite strong. You go ahead and look. Whoever, he gives them a chance to run. He gives them a chance to have an open city. He gives them a chance. He gives them a chance to do whatever. They don't take it. And then he goes ahead and pretty well flattens these Ukrainian cities here. So he's winning as far as financial. I think it doesn't really matter because guess what? The Russians aren't doing business in Zogbucks. They're going to go ahead and do business in, chink gold, chink Bitcoin. They're going to go ahead and do business in their own ruble eventually. And if they want to go ahead and take euros, that'll be because Germany will be wanting to go ahead and buy their gas and oil. No other choice. So, anyway, it looks like Papa Cat showed up.
All right, so you're done? Okay.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and talk about Spick and Spick and Bicky and essentially, about, how the war's going. I think it's going okay for Russia. As long as they don't get bogged down.
All right.
Let me talk for five minutes now. Sure.
All right. So let me see if I can mute everybody. Hold on. Mute all. Can I mute everybody? Mute all. Are you muted, Martin?
I don't see how I am.
This program fucking sucks. Man, I'm not using this. If I can't mute people, I'm not fucking using this program anymore. They totally fucking fucked this up. Martin, just mute your microphone so I don't hear you. Because I don't want to hear you snorting and all that shit and when I'm talking. Okay, so, Martin thinks that Putin can do whatever the fuck he wants. That he's some free actor. And this is so unrealistic. Of course he fucking can't do that. Yes, he has a big military, and he's got a real military, but he is fucking... This is what Hitler was complaining about, that his fucking generals did not understand anything about economics. And war... Why do you think fucking Zog has a war machine? Because we have so much wealth here in the West. And the Jews have been siphoning off all this wealth and using it for the Zog war machine to be their bully. That's fucking why Pissreel exists. It doesn't exist because these Jews know how to create a country. They have a fucking huge army and a huge economic system that can destroy anybody. This is how they're keeping everybody in line. That's how they keep winners in line, too. So this idea that Zog is, or Putin is this strong guy, can do whatever he wants, he should kill this, he should do that. No. He's clearly made a fucking deal. And if he's made a deal, he's coming from a position of weakness, and he knows it. He does not have the Zog bucks. And they made him a deal he couldn't refuse, as they say. And they said, we'll give you really high oil, we'll get gas over $100 a gallon, you'll make trillions or I don't know how many, hundreds of billions maybe, I don't know how many, much. But, so, Zog is conceding Eastern Ukraine, because it knows that no matter how poor Russia is, it can always defend Eastern Ukraine. And all the people on Eastern Ukraine are Russian anyways. They identify with Russia, and they're not going to let these fucking Jews come in and take, come on. I mean, this is how the Americans don't understand geopolitics. But Putin is not that strong. He's not, yes, he's got a strong army. But he's not that strong. In fact, didn't Obongo make a deal with the Iranians? I forgot what they made a deal on. And Obongo was sending literally crates of cash to Iran. And Trump got in there and he stopped it, or he talked about it. So I don't know. Martin likes to just disagree all the time. He's just this kind of contrarian. And, but... No, he's right about this fucking, I can't believe this fucking Dickie Spencer. So he says, I'm a man of the West, and as a man of the West, yes, if we had a non-Zog government, and they were getting into a fight with, Russia, yes, as a man of the West, you would have to support your civilization, right? But guess what? We have a Zog government. If you fight Russia for Zog, you're not fighting for white men, you dumb. This guy wants to be a leader of the white race. And even dumb white guys know this. You're not fighting for the white race, dumbass. You're fighting for the Jews. Who the fuck is gonna go? This guy is such a shill, it's not even funny. Even Spick Fuentes is a shill, but at least he's smart. At least he knows how to say, fuck the State Department, fuck the Pentagon, and fuck NATO. I don't know how he's saying this shit. The fucking government supposedly took $500,000 from this guy, Spick Fuentes. And he's just, it's like he doesn't even give a shit. He's suspicious too. But, whatever. So, yeah, so they have a little fucking deal. These two fucking assholes, And I won't be too hard on Vlad the Impaler because I understand he's coming from a weak position. But, no. Yeah, Dickie is a Vatican man. I don't know what he is. He's 1/8 Jew boy. I bet you he's a little bit more than 1/8 Jew boy, but you never know. He's definitely, I always knew he was a big fucking phony. But yeah, no, I was happy when the Alt-Kike went down because the leadership of the Alt-Kike was toxic and was taking us into a direction we didn't want to go. And it was all Jewish. It was Mike Kreinbach, Dickie Spencer, and Mike the Kike Enoch. All right, Mark, you're up. Where'd Martin go? Martin, are you even there anymore? Are you even fucking listening?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. How I muted myself was I turned the mic portion off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm reading this Washington Post, and they're gloating about how these Ukrainian snipers love killing separatists and the rest here. And sort of like Brian Rio and this Robert Conrad and the rest here. See what happens? They like going against, you know, well, myself, but mainly my sister. And they also don't seem to realize the rage that gets you here when it's their time on the wheel about how you would love making them eat their spawn's nuts and say, well, we're not going to eat your spawn's nuts. Then you bring out the old slicer and you start, you know, you go ahead and set the wood chipper on to slow here. Well, you don't want to do that. Well, sooner or later, well, we'll get you spawn's nuts here through the wood chipper, you know, if you don't want to bite them off. Essentially, you terrorize these assholes because they think, just like pigs, they think that they're beyond consequence, just like Senile Joe. Like, I mean, I go ahead and I wonder, why the fuck is Bill Gates or George Soros or any of these other cocksuckers still alive? You know what I mean? What the Russians are doing, and this is why I keep on hearing, that the Russians are going ahead and bringing about their tame Chechens. And these tame Chechens here, why they hate Ukrainians, they hate Russians, they hate whatever. But, you know, generally the thing to do, give them a chance to leave Kiev, except for essentially the Ukrainian leadership and the Ukrainian generals and the ones who thought they could go ahead and do whatever the fuck they want to. Them, you go ahead and you be mean to here. But the rest of them, the ordinary Ukrainians, well, hey, you know, if you want to leave, that's fine. Do you want to go ahead and open up the cities? I mean, Genghis Khan had the same idea. He went ahead and turned Baghdad from about 1.2 million, and then this city in Manchuria, China, he had about a million people. Well, after he went through, it didn't have a million. He just went ahead, you know, had a whole bunch of heads that were rotting in piles, but didn't have the rest of them. And that is how, more than likely, I don't think it's going to go ahead and come to that, because Vladimir Putin says the Ukrainians and the Russians are the same people, which is pretty well what Dishonest Abe Lincoln said. And he won the war. And I think Vladimir Putin is winning the war. You know, pretty well what he's doing is he's keeping his, you know, he's really, you know, they're whining about the jets here. What happens is that really they're not using their first line. They're using 10 and 20 year old jets. They're not using their latest ones here. They're not really using their latest tanks here. They're using, if you go ahead and look at their tanks, most of them are T-72s. But what I see is that they have this here bolt-on, reactive armor. It's called Chobham armor here to go ahead and cut down on high explosive anti-tank. So they're not using their best ones. And, you know, generally, I think they're wasting time using the missiles. I think they should go ahead and just use their old heavy-duty artillery shells. But I'm looking at the pictures of these shelled buildings. And yeah, they're gutted. They are gutted. You know what I mean? They're far more gutted than even what they used to go ahead and use against the separatists. But no, these assholes were going ahead and shooting Russian separatists here, and now they're getting the same back, and they're not, I guess they're finding that war is hell here when it comes back on you. But no, as far as the rest here, I think what the Russians should do, and this is what I like here. They have finally gone ahead and cut off, you know, JewBook. They've gone ahead and they'll go ahead and keep YouTube, or they'll keep whatever is valuable here. I may go ahead and get me a VK account. You know what I mean? But, no, I agree with old, I was listening to Z-Mamzer. His real name is Xander, according to the SPLC. But, you know, from my guy, he talks like he's from Ukraine or from Russia. His folks are actually Slavs. So he's a Gen X Slav here. But anyway, I was pretty well looking at this, but I think that, yes, they've gone ahead and closed the payments on Visa and MasterCard. Big fucking deal. What they should do is that they're talking about how they're taking the oligarchs' money. What they should do is they should take Zog oligarchs' money. They should take Apple. They should go ahead and declare Apple intellectual property open to all. You know, Samsung, international property open to all. Or better yet, don't even use Apple. Just go ahead and use the Chink, what do they call it, Wang Tu or Wang He or whatever here. And essentially, I think that what they should do is that they should have a economic union, essentially an Asia-free trade zone. China, which needs its Russian oil and gas. You know, Iran, which needs to go ahead and sell some of it, and have a balance to Saudi Arabia and Russia, and pretty well a portion of Ukraine, and pretty well tell Germany, do you want to buy our gas? Do you want to buy our oil? Do you or don't you? I mean, you know, guess what? Zog will go ahead and be taking most of the Saudi Arabian stuff, since they're not producing anything. And by the way, maybe it's time that Russia cuts a deal with Venezuela. Essentially goes ahead and gets into the Western Hemisphere. So yeah, I see that they thought, just like all of them do, they could go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to in the Ukraine. And Russia told them for about past two, three months, you know, Ukraine isn't going to become part of NATO. Well, that's about the size of it. I also go ahead and cut any weapons or anything coming in to Ukraine. Have, you know, essentially Vladimir Putin says, well, guess what? You go ahead and give weapons to the Ukraine. We're going to go ahead. You remember when they were bitching that?
Yeah, Mark,
Vladimir
you're way
Putin?
Over. You're way over 5 minutes.
All right. But can I go ahead and just finish off here?
Yeah, hurry up.
You remember when Vladimir, you know, they blamed Vladimir Putin for giving bounty on Zog Jukes, but at the same time with Charlie Wilson's war, talk about how they essentially gave guns to the Mujahideen, and then the Mujahideen turned on them? What is wrong with Vladimir Putin giving good quality AK-47s and especially RPGs? And by the way, seizing some of them goddamn Stinger missiles and giving them to some fucking Arabs. I mean, hell, you end up having a Israeli Jew jet come down, shot by a Stinger, which went ahead and got loose here. You know what I mean? That's what the big thing about Benghazi
right.
was here, is that these Stingers got loose here.
All right, you're done?
No. All right.
Well, okay. So just mute yourself then, because you went way over. That was like 8 minutes. So yeah, I cut you off at 7 minutes, and you're like, "Can I finish my point?" You went on for another fucking minute. Jesus. All right, I knew this wasn't going to be fair. I'm doing like 4 or 5 minutes, and Martin's doing like 8, 9, 10. And then I do 3 minutes, and he does 7 minutes. Then I do 2 minutes, he does 10 minutes. I knew this was going to fucking happen. But, you know, the problem with Martin, he's a fucking boomer. Oh, my God. Stop reading those goddamn newspapers. No, you had some good points that they're not using their good equipment, and they're not using their good troops, and it's because it's not a real war. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what you call it. I call it a police action, which is, you know, whatever that means. It's an agreement he has with Biden. You know, we'll go in there. And, yeah, so Martin also brought up a good point that, Yeah, under no condition is Vlad the Impaler going to let Vlad the Impaler take over, turn Ukraine into a NATO country. It's not going to happen. Well, they're going to get. They made a deal. Don't you know, the world doesn't work the way, you know, boomers. You know, the boomers want to explain everything like, you know, it's heroes and villains. It's like a John Wayne movie, man. No. It's not so black and white. It's not so clear. These fucking assholes in Russia are making. Yeah, of course he put his foot down with NATO. He's that's going to be war. And but he has to play ball with. You know, we got a. You know, Biden call him up. We got a big problem. They're about to hang us over here because they're all pissed off about the vaccine and mask mandates. Can you bail us out? We'll give you hundreds of billions of dollars in oil profits. Now, how is Vlad? If Vlad's so strong, if he was strong, if he was coming from a strong position, you know what he would say? He'd say, "Go fuck yourself." And he's not saying, "Go fuck yourself." He's not saying, "Go fuck." He's playing ball. He's playing ball because he has to. Because he's not so strong. Marswell, he's strong, he's got this, he's got that, and he's got the weapons, and yeah, that's, no. Martin still does. The boomers don't hear. They only see their own thing. He does not have an economy where he can fight Zog. He's purely on the defense now. Let me just tell you something. If these fucking Russians had the kind of money that these boomers are telling you they have, they would never pulled out of Eastern Europe. Never, ever, 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 ever. He would never have let Belarus be their own country. He would have never let Ukraine be their own country. They had to give it. The fucking Soviet Union fell apart because they had no money. They're bankrupt. Their navy was total shit. They have one advantage. It's super, super hard to invade Russia. In fact, the greatest Russian weapon is their fucking winter. It's the weather. As Hitler learned the hard way, you know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, big bag Vlad. He has got a few fucking bombs. Ooh, big deal. But, the problem with boomers, they just buy into all the media BS. I mean, Martin said some good stuff about that they should start, you know, getting off of the Zog. What do you call it? Program of economic program. I don't think they can. You know, these boomers act like it's so easy. This shit's so easy. And Vlad should do this. And China should do that. And get the fuck out of here. Their world is so, it's way more complicated than that. And they have to kowtow to fucking, listen, if China was so strong, they could, you know how fast they could sink our economy? And why aren't they sinking our economy? Very simple. They sink our economy, they sink their own economy. That ruling class is fucked if they sink the fucking their own economy. And in fact, even Vlad is all these guys are, they're on the razor's edge, man. Because their own people don't like them. Nobody ruling today is in that good of a position. Because these are not the natural organic rulers. These are the fucking Zog. Zog put that fucking government there in Russia. And Zog put that fucking government there in China. I know what I'm talking about because I have the big picture. Now I know what my strength is. My strength is the big picture. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's the one thing I have over Martin and Charlie. These guys have their strengths, and I have my strength. And my strength is big picture. I see the big fucking picture. You can't do whatever you want. All right, Martin, you're up.
Okay, well, generally, even these snipers here, you know, look like, you know, probably these so-called neo-Nazis from the West Ukraine here who are just giggling at shooting down Donetsk and Luhansk area separatists, or something like that. Well, last thing they said is, well, the war is real, and it is real for them. generally, you know, generally if you end up having a sniper, if you end up, you know, let's say you have this problem with Kiev here, and they say they're going to be open city, and they're not, and somebody gets sniped. Well, what you do? You know, this is what the Red Army used to do. They just pull back and take out the entire grid square. That's pretty well what we were taught, you know, when I was in the Army and, you know, in West Germany. What happens is you don't talk for over 15 minutes on the radio, and you use directional antennas to go ahead and cut down. But if you're yapping for over 15 seconds, you know, one unit would go, radio unit would go ahead and detect you, lay out an azimuth where it come from. Then another one would go ahead and lay out an azimuth, and essentially where them two azimuths meet here is essentially the target. And then they take out essentially the entire grid square, which is a kilometer by a kilometer, you know, with high intensity artillery and missile or whatever counter battery fire. Although we did have by far a far more accurate missile here, they certainly had quite a bit more. And that's what I seen. That's why I seen in the back of these trucks here. I said, why are they taking, you know, why are they taking these old towed howitzers? Well, the answer, the reason they go ahead and fire is they don't have hydraulics. They don't have, you know, they can go ahead and use all 8 bags of powder, whereas a self-propelled howitzer, you know, you usually only want to fire 7 here. But anyway, I would say that it depends. See, Vladimir Putin thinks is that the Russians are his fellow Slavs. So he don't want to kill, you know, he doesn't want to kill hardly any of them except for the assholes who are taking the Zogbucks here at the top, the Jew boys like Zelensky, and essentially these, you know, neo-Nazi Azov battalion, you know, and these sniper assholes here. He wants to go ahead and make sure they get found out and they get, you know, put to death. But for most of them, well, hey, you know, you can go ahead and talk about how you're fighting a people's war or something like that. From what I gather, they're not. What they're doing is that they are just simply, you see these trucks parked, you know, and if, you know, that'd be suicidal if they did not have control of the air. But from what I gather, they're pretty well use it. And essentially the back, you know, the back issue here is that, you know, if I was Putin, I'd say, hey, look, you know, look, assholes, you go ahead, you send your Stinger missiles here. Guess what? When we capture them, we're going to be giving them to essentially Palestinians. We'll see how you like it, motherfucker. Well, essentially some damn Stinger is outside of Chicago shooting down jet airliners. We'll see how much you like it, asshole. You know what I mean? You go ahead and you better just leave things alone. You go ahead, play your little games and wear your little Ukrainian flags. I was looking at Saturday Night Jew Boy when it first started. Essentially, they're making a big deal about this stupid shit. You know what I mean? I heard it was even more worse here last week. But no. You know, guess what? You know, look, you go ahead and dick with Russia. You're going to end up paying $4, $5, $6, $7, $8. And I hear there are some people who simply can no longer make the commute. So essentially, they're quitting. And so you're going to have supply line issues. Essentially, fertilizer is 4 times what it was last year. So you're going to end up having, food shortage and the rest here. Essentially, that's one hell of a price to pay because, well, essentially, the Obongo administration, which started this shit, especially back in 2014, as running senile Joe, like a senile ass puppet here. Well, guess what? They're going to go ahead and find out they're not doing too good at the Zog here. Now, as far as these truckers are concerned, from what I gather, you know, since, you know, they went ahead and were just scared about a dozen of them showing up. And what they did is they got these brand new trucks here. They park around, you know, as a barricade. Then they put up the Bremer walls. Then they put up the fencing. And that's what they were doing up, what, at, you know, Senile Joe's State of the Union. But, you know, from what I gather, what they might very well do is just like when you had this snowfall here. What they might do is just simply drive real slowly around in circles and tie up the beltway traffic. And good Lord here. I mean, there's only two times to go ahead and take this stuff. You drive down I-95, and that's it. You know, this was back 30 years ago. That's after 2 o'clock in the morning and before 6, or it is, you know, sometimes you go ahead and make it fairly good in the midday, but you do not want to go ahead and go in during the morning traffic in or the morning traffic out. But, you know, these truckers go ahead and simply have some money, just drive very slowly, and pretty well tie up traffic in your little peaceful protest. That would be the way to do it. And just like old that, you know, Justine Fidel Trudeau went ahead and took people's money. Just out and out stole it. Well, that's fine here. You know, and I'm going ahead and looking at, Facebook is whine, G-Book's whine like a pussy here because, essentially they've been kicked out of Russia. You know, I mean, if I was bad glad, I'd go ahead and kick out all the news organizations. I'd go ahead and say, hey, we're going to keep your citizens. We're going to keep your Zoglin citizens interned in our country until we're able to get our citizens out. So you better go ahead and allow flying here for them to go ahead and come on out. And then we're going to go ahead and pull our embassy staff here. You want to play your little games? Play your little fucking games here. But we're not going to play cute here. You go ahead and you bring in Stinger missiles here. We capture them. They're going to be given to Palestinians. They're going to be given to Iranians. They're going to be given to everybody who has a grudge against Zog. And we'll see how well you like playing this here little game.
All right.
And that would end that shit real quick.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you know, that's the tough talk. The boomers, you know, they watch too many fucking John Wayne movies. This is not real politics. This is not the real shit. You can't fucking say shit like that. I don't think there's any stinger fucking. They're letting him just go in there and reclaim parts. And maybe they even got a deal with Kiev. He has to take Kiev because that's the center of all the problems. And it is traditionally the city where the Slavs come from. So that's the first Slav city. So I would think he would have to take it. But I'm getting bored with this kind of thing. It's just, you know, now that I figured it out, I'm kind of getting bored. They're playing all, Zog's just going to play its games with all this shit. And, you know, they're not going to be successful. And we can't, I don't know how we're going to get these octogenarians out of office. I don't know how we're going to stop these boomers. Martin has some good ideas, but this idea of playing John Wayne, like this Vladimir Putin playing John Wayne, it's fucking never going to happen. He's actually cooperating with the Jews in Syria. I don't know, and Martin doesn't even know this, that the Russians are cooperating with the Jews in Syria and allowing them, well, that's what I read in an article. Who knows what's true? But, man, it sounds true. I have a feeling that Bad Vlad, or Vlad the Impaler, he's got to play some ball. He can't do, yeah, he stopped. He said, no, you're not going to remove this guy from Syria. Yeah, he did that, but he's also got to, you know, he let these Israelis bomb parts of Syria. And he can't do anything about it, or maybe he was bribed to do it. Yeah, by the way, Charlie said that Vlad, the Impaler, is ripping down all the statues, communist statues of Lenin and all these other ones that they had still up, because he's protecting the Jews. He does not, the Jews are scared. If you notice, they're, and Charlie made a good argument here, and I believe it. The reason that they're pulling down all these statues in the South is to get, because people are, especially niggers, are finding out who owned the slaves. And they want to wipe out Southern history, all of it, and the plantation history, all of it, because 80% of slaveholders were Jews. And the niggers are learning this. And so that they want to do the same thing with Russia. They want to, they're very scared of these kikes, and they want to pull down all the commie statues in Russia, not because they're reformed commies, because they don't want Uyghurs knowing, and they don't want to pay the price for Uyghurs finding out who was behind the fucking communism, Khazar communism, and Khazar southern plantation capitalism. They don't want you to know who was behind this shit. So they're playing games with history, but no, they're not going to be successful. I'm kind of tired, Martin. Do you want to just wrap this up?
How long been talking here?
How long what?
How long has the show been on? How long has the show been on?
It's an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I simply said a half hour, maybe an hour, and pretty well I just didn't want to go ahead. I'm looking at this here. What you say does make some sense in that, guess what? Vlad, Putin gets more money, but on the other hand, I'm actually looking at this idiotic opinion on the Wall Street Journal, and what they're doing is they're taking away money from essentially the Russians here. But the Russians, this one guy, John Michael Greer, he wound up having the Archdruid's blog. He says is that essentially the people at the top, what they're going to do is they're going to impose sanctions as if, since all they want to do is rake in money at the expense of their countrymen, they sort of think if they go ahead and take the Russians' money, that that's going to go ahead and make them behave, and it's not. It's not at all here. I think that essentially Putin said for about 3 months running, no NATO, and we want you to go ahead and roll back, but essentially no NATO for Ukraine. And pretty well, Senile Joe and his little, winking, blinking, and nod wouldn't go ahead and go along with it. Now, if they could go ahead and bring it back, they would. I think that what Putin should do essentially is act like it's a real war and tell them, hey, look, Zog, you go ahead and you bring in them weapons. When we take them weapons away, we're going to be giving them to Palestinians. I can go ahead and imagine the Jews going ahead and just pissing and moaning. I can imagine the Germans pissing and moaning when their Lufthansa jets start flying out of the air here, when their El Al airliners go flying out of the air. Because what you do is that the Russians live closer to a state of, well, essentially a more normal state than what, Zoglins do. By the way, what they ought to do is also, they should have kicked out Facebook, they should have kicked out all these journalists here. Just kick them out and let them say, hey, we're just making shit up. We have no fucking idea. I think that it would be foolish for him to go ahead and try to take Lvov or anything like that here. But I think it would be useful for him to pretty well go into about half the country and take up half the country up to Kiev, and pretty well, if they cause trouble, just level the place here and say, hey, next time you'll surrender. Because it worked pretty good for Genghis Khan, and it worked pretty good for some of the Russians sometimes here. They don't really want to go ahead and kill a bunch of their fellow Slavs here. Pretty well, Putin, is acting more like dishonest Abe Lincoln in wanting to go ahead and bring back his, quote, erring countrymen as he looks at it. And that's the way he looks at it. And so I don't think, you hear these Jews whining about Putin's losing his mind, he's isolated, all this sort of shit. And the answer is no. I think that he has decided he's going to do what needs to be done, and there will be some hurt. But, essentially, everybody knows how to grow potatoes. They already have cell phones. They can go ahead and steal. They can go ahead and seize intellectual property. They can go ahead and do a number of things, which will go ahead and make Zog hurt a lot more. So I think that, pretty well, Putin is just slowly crushing essentially crushing the essentially life off, and you end up hearing the Jews in the Ukraine bitching, oh, please, expand the war, bring in airstrikes. So essentially, Zog knows better to do that shit. What comes down to it? Russia got better nuclear weapons than probably what Zog does. And they usually have, probably they're about only half the size of Zog's army, but on the other hand, they're better soldiers here. A lot better soldiers. And so, yeah, and they're 9 time zones away. So, yeah, I think Bad Vlad is slowly, because he doesn't want to take it quick. He doesn't want to go ahead and kill any more Ukrainians than what he has to. But he wants what he wants. At the very end, essentially Ukraine will be a landlocked state. It won't have any ports on the Black Sea. And pretty well most of the east and the south, where essentially is, mainly ethnically Russian, will go ahead and be joined into as a new province of the Russian state. He'll have a buffer, and they won't go ahead and have any more NATO. And pretty well, bring Germany and the rest to heel by cutting off their oil. Going ahead and having $5, $6, $7, gas here, make it quite clear that I'm not going to go ahead and kill any more Ukrainians. But I have to, but I will go ahead and kill your little Zog, little neo-Nazi assholes. Yeah, I'll deal with them pretty roughly here. Essentially, the rest of Eastern Europe will fall into line. They didn't really have much of a protest for the what? Oh, they were under rule of their Eastern Slav brethren for about, 45 years until 1991. And they collapsed pretty quick. So, yeah, I think that's exactly what they're going to do. So, anyway, if you want to go ahead and call it a night, that's fine with me. I just want to go ahead and have a, half hour or hour show.
All right.
Because tomorrow I'll get back to the Brian Rio shit.
All right. Well, yeah. So, now. We're not, me and Martin don't see things the same way. This kind of John Wayne shit. And Vlad cannot play John Wayne. Listen, Zog fucked up big time. And they fucked up with the Cold War. The Cold War was a big scam to extort a lot of money from Western Uyghurs. But at the same time, they tried to encircle Russia. And they pissed Russia off. Now what they're doing is they're playing nice with Russia. And that's why they got rid of Donald Trump, because he was not on board. He doesn't know about this shit. He doesn't know about this program where they're not going to use the rod, or the stick or whatever. I don't know how you fucking describe this thing. They're not gonna get tough and hard with Russia. They're gonna deal with them very softly. But I don't know, it's too late for that. Zog should have fucking done that a long time ago. But those Jew assholes who ran Zog in after World War II, they're just a bunch of motherfuckers. And by the way, I don't even know if Ukraine has real Nazis. So I don't believe anything Zog tells me anymore. You gotta see through all this bullshit. Alright, so I guess that's the show for tonight. Hail victory.
Okay. Hail victory.
Men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh, why?
wise men go. We vote ho on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the corn hat log, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrieleis, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrieleis. Wise men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the corn hot logs, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gospel. Wise men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the corn hat logs, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great, hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo-ho. Wise men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the corn hat logs, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause's right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-yo-ho. Wise men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the corn hat logs, let red blood flow.